little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Welcome back to the Two Shots of Geek Shot of Games podcast, episode 129. Today, we're going to talk about a multitude of different things, including some Xbox news, some PlayStation news, some Nintendo news, and then we're going to go on to some PC and browser news, and then we're going to start talking about some of the things we have coming up for the following week and weekend. So,
and some odd bits in between.
Yeah. Bits here and there. First, everybody who's here, I'm here. Mimi, hi. We have...
Of course, I'm Wayne. I'm always here.
That's true.
You are always here. This is your setup. And then, Jesse, I am here. For those of you just tuning in for the first time...
You forgot our special guest.
Oh, yeah. A special guest. We have a nice spider outside our door. It's about the size of a quarter. Pretty nice little spider. Made a little web thing.
I wouldn't say little.
He's cute.
He's cuddly.
I don't know if I want to cuddle with a spider.
He's just waiting for you to go to bed.
How do we know it's a boy?
I don't know, but we named him Peter Jackson Griffin Parker.
Peter Jackson Griffin Parker.
Parker. Parker. Parker.
Parquet.
No.
Butter.
Say that right. 10 times fast.
Yeah. I'd rather not.
But Mimi would.
All right, so to start off, we got some Xbox news. Wayne, you want to take that away?
I think before that, what have you guys been playing this week?
Oh, that's right. Mimi, what have you been playing?
What have I been playing?
Battle Cats.
Battle Cats has taken over my life. Actually, no, this week I've actually been working on my cosplay for next week's Kamikaze, which we will go into in depth a little more later on. So yeah, I actually worked on a cosplay the week before the con.
Yay! And just about finished it a week before the con and not the night before.
Right? This is a personal achievement for me. I need a achievement unlock medal. Give me a medal.
No.
Jesse, give me a medal.
No. And I still got mine I gotta work on. Wayne, what have you been playing?
Well, mostly my life's been taken up with Forza Horizon 2 still. Interesting enough, I thought I was just about through it because it told me I had to get through like three more courses to get to the Horizon Champion or Finale. I get through the three, get to the Horizon Finale. I choose one. It gives me the option to choose what class car I want to use for the Finale, right? I'm like, okay, it's going to be a standard race, not that long, no big deal. Let me just choose this old beat-up military, you know, 1940s or 30s Jeep, right? That was a barn find. Yeah, that was a 30-minute race because that car cannot go that fast. I still won. Still won.
Wow, how that happened.
Then I beat it, and it's like, oh, we're thinking about doing another finale. Complete 16 more race, you know, win 16 more championships to get to the next finale. I'm like, really? More? Okay. I'll do that. But, yeah, mostly that. Other than that, a little bit of Marvel Alliance on Facebook, of course. Transformers Legends, G.I. Joe Battlegrounds on the Android there. Can't stop playing those for some reason. Yeah. And then I did kick up my 360 today just to get it hooked up to my new Wi-Fi network and download some games.
Right on.
But haven't played anything yet.
Right on. Me personally, I've been playing some Smash Brothers, trying to clean up, brush up, and still getting used to that balance of that game. It's a little bit different than Brawl, and I haven't played Brawl in a while, so I feel kind of like a newbie in. Also been playing Battle Cats on the PC and some games.
Battle Cats on the PC?
Oh, not the PC. You're right. I messed up. Battle Cats on my Android on my cell phone, and then some Lion games here and there on my cell phone as well. More Final Fantasy 14. Been playing hard on that one. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. I really haven't been doing much. Also working on my cosplay for Kamikaze next weekend. But yeah, that's it for me. Now we can kick off on the Xbox news. Wayne.
Yeah. So Phil Spencer's actually come out saying, you know, we don't really need another military space marine game per se. So what we got going on now is that they've announced that there is a new property in the works that is going to be pushing the boundaries. So obviously they're going to stay focused on current stuff like Halo, Gears of War, Forza, and so forth. You know, those games are really, you know, a staple for Microsoft. They're not going to, you know, can those anytime soon. Probably never.
The eternal gaming.
Right? But Microsoft does have a new IP in the works. I don't think there's any specific announcements on it, except that, you know, you're not going to expect it to fit into any traditional, genre there.
Mm-hmm.
So, be something totally different, I think. Sounds like it.
Yeah, it's going to be a Nintendo competitor.
Yeah, right.
Microsoft Smash Brothers. Didn't work so well when Sony did it.
Sony tried that, right?
Yeah.
That was a colossal fail.
Yeah, fail.
Actually, it might work on the Xbox, but, you know.
I mean, who would it be?
Sure, yeah.
Marcus Fenix versus Master Chief?
That's it.
Yeah, that'd be equivalent to, like, some of the big hit fighters at Sony, you know, with Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal versus...
Yeah.
Big Daddy.
Yeah, exactly. Big Daddy, exactly.
Yeah, there's too many characters that are cross-platform and so forth. Otherwise, Phil Spencer has also stated that one of the big things on his list of priorities right now is to improve the install times on the Xbox One. And as you know, it takes a little bit of time to install games, especially for me, because it requires a very long internet connection when I'm downloading stuff. But even from a disc, it still takes longer than it really should. So, they're working on it.
So. Wasn't there a fighting game that had a Spartan character? There was. There was one with a unlockable Spartan, and she was pink.
Huh.
No, it was a Dead or Alive.
Really?
I believe there was a Dead or Alive that had a Spartan character that was unlockable.
I don't recall that. There have been some crazy fighting games coming out of Japan with a multitude of different characters, including Optimus Prime in one of them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I think now is when we reach out to our listeners. If you guys know what we're talking about, because I don't think we really even know what we're talking about. If you guys know what we're talking about with that pink Spartan fighter person, definitely put it in the comments. And
yeah, please.
Teach us a thing or two. I think we're pretty lost on what Mimi's talking about.
You're always lost on what I'm talking about. So that
I think you're lost on what you're talking about half the time, too.
No, that is not true. I usually know what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to comment.
All right.
The Xbox One is also going to be getting a screenshot feature in 2015. Phil Spencer has actually come out saying, hey, this is a little more technically challenging than I thought. So they're definitely committed to bringing it out. But yeah, it's something that's been proven a little bit tricky, apparently. So as we come back into the new year, according to Spencer, we'll be seeing new stuff. Screenshots is on the list.
Stop laughing at me.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm really not. This is the one time I'm not laughing at you.
Okay.
I'm just laughing because... Isn't there a game system out right now that has a screenshot feature? Oh, wait. They also have streaming capabilities, huh? Oh, yeah. What's that system called? Oh, that's right. The PS4. Forgot about that. Nah, yeah. I didn't really forget about that. I'm just rubbing it in people's faces. In case you guys didn't know, I'm more the PlayStation person.
Well, screenshots, honestly, is something Microsoft has always put on the back burner for some reason. They did that with the Windows Phone. It took a while before they released that functionality. But hey, you know what? They know people want it now, and they're working on trying to get it out there.
Yeah, because they see how well it's worked out for PlayStation.
And Android.
And Android, and pretty much every mobile phone out there.
Yeah.
Well, what are you excited about?
Found it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Found it. It was Nicole 458 is the unlockable character in Dead or Alive 5.
Nicole 458?
Yep.
I don't know who that is.
Spartan 458. Her name's Nicole.
Must have been a Spartan made just for that game.
I believe so.
Who knows?
Speaking of slow download speeds.
Yeah, it's taking a while, huh?
Yep.
Well,
anyways, carry on.
While we wait for you to load up on your phone.
Microsoft has actually surprisingly, or to many people's surprise, launched a free Xbox One game that supports 8 players or more and is uses voice commands.
Huh.
It's actually part of their Microsoft Garage, which is essentially it's like their little laboratory where they work on different projects and put it out to. They open up to the public, so you can actually try different things out, different apps, programs, games, and so forth in Microsoft Garage now. There's actually a lot of cool stuff in there. What was this game called again?
Voice Commander.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a 360-degree defender.
Yeah.
Like Earth Defender.
Yeah, it's a space team hybrid of real-time strategy games and a top-down shooter.
Yeah, so, well, it looks interesting, not gonna lie.
Yeah, a combination of controllers and connect voice controls to stop attacks against Earth, basically. And you can actually have any number of players contribute using voice commands. So it's like you can have people sitting in your living room and everybody can be making commands. It's kind of cool.
That would actually annoy me if I was trying to play a game and everyone's just shouting out.
Yeah. Noises!
I haven't had a chance to download it yet. It's only 360 megabytes, but that'll probably take me a week on AT&T.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mimi, what's your status update?
I have a status update. Yeah. I don't have a picture. Oh, the other picture.
There is a picture.
And that's just Master Chief.
Yeah, it's just Master Chief. It's just Spartan.
But it's a female.
Her name is Nicole.
Her name is Nicole. She's 7'2" in armor. There's actually a whole little storyline behind her. Apparently, she's not a canon character in Dead or Alive, but she is canon in the Halo universe. Okay. Go figure. If you actually play Dead or Alive, her moveset is based on Bayman. I don't know. I haven't played DOA in a long time.
I haven't played... Actually, I don't think I've played really any Dead or Alive games other than Extreme Beach Volleyball.
I haven't
Of course.
For the old Xbox.
Of course. You played it for the, quality sports content.
Absolutely. I love a good volleyball game.
Volleyball is kind of fun to play, quite honestly.
Yeah, see?
Okay. Anyways, Nicole Spartan is the only character on Dead or Alive 4 that speaks English. Occasionally, she will speak Japanese.
Interesting.
When she taunts, she smacks her fist into her palm and activates active camouflage.
Okay.
Alright.
Alright then.
Moving on.
She must be a real, real joy at cons.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of her movesets are named after things in Halo.
No, of course they are.
Yeah, so, also on the Xbox front, we're talking Gears of War. It's actually been put out from Phil Spencer that they're still working on it. It's not going to be a reboot. It's going to take the franchise back to its dark roots.
Huh.
So, is this another prequel? What is this? We don't really know. It's in development at Black Tusk Studios, so go peek in their windows. No, I'm not kidding. I'm kidding.
don't go peeking in people's windows. That's illegal. We don't condone any kind of criminal activity, in case you guys didn't know.
Unless it was your own house and you got permission to.
Yeah.
Permission is the key word everywhere.
Consent.
Consent. Permission. Same thing.
Yeah, so, Judgment didn't do quite as well as they wanted to, but they're kind of hitting back with this one. They're saying this is going to be very much to the core essence of the game.
And it's still very, very much in development, still untitled.
Yeah.
So we don't have much information on the game other than as they stated, it's going to go back to its darker roots because they feel like kind of strayed from that with Gears of War 2 and 3. Although they did do quite well.
Yeah.
But pretty excited to see where that's going to go. I actually really enjoyed the Gears of War series. They were a lot of fun.
They are.
Moving on to Titanfall. I think I'm going to cover this one, just because I haven't said very much. Titanfall, the new co-op mode, finally lets you play against artificial intelligence, or AI, which I guess is something that wasn't already there.
Not exactly.
Okay, well, I guess that's good. Actually, you know what, Wayne? You've played Titanfall, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, you can continue on. I have no idea. I haven't played Titanfall yet.
So we got a big patch coming up here for Titanfall. We are getting changes such as capture a flag mode, including sudden death. That way you can't end in a tie game. New graphic options are being added on the PC side of it. Load times are improved.
Put Groot down.
I am Groot.
And of course, we're going to be battling AIs in the... Basically, this patch, from what I understand, is going to be mostly a lot of under-the-hood kind of stuff. There is the Frontier Defense option, I think, where you can, where you and three other players are tasked with defending a point against waves of AI-controlled enemies, kind of like Horde on Gears of War.
Oh, I know.
From what I understand, so... Yeah.
Sounds interesting. Looks like some pretty big stuff going on to kind of keep Titanfall relevant.
Yeah.
Kind of seemed to have fallen off.
It had a lot of hype behind it.
It's got a lot of hype behind it. It still has a lot of people playing it, but yeah, it's not... You know, it's just like any other game that comes out first-person shooter-wise. It gets a lot of steam and then kind of fades away, and you can still have a core group playing, but...
Yeah, for the most part, it's kind of...
Yeah.
Not generalized anymore. Alright, well... If you guys are still into the whole first-person shooter, you know, Halo hype train, if you guys have been on that thing since what? Like, when did Halo first start?
I want to say 2000.
Like early 2000s.
It was ages ago.
Yeah. So if you guys are still on that old hype train, chugging along.
True.
We got some news for you.
So yeah, the Halo Nightfall, actually we have a new trailer just came out this week. Earlier this week. Shows us a lot of interesting things. It's coming up, look like it's going to be a really cool movie, little thing going on there. Obviously, Ridley Scott being involved makes it really fun. Very interesting to see how that's working out with him as executive director. Which comes out on November 11th, I believe, along with the Master Chief Collection. So,
yep, will be shown during the Halo Fest live stream event on the evening of the 10th.
Yeah.
And then the Master Chief Collection launches on the 11th. So
yeah, so we're the trailer kind of shows Agent Locke, who is played by Mike Coulter. He's not only the major focus of Nightfall, but also plays a major role in the upcoming Halo 5. So this Nightfall movie is basically going to tie into Halo 5 a little bit. So it's designed, actually, if I'm not mistaken, to tie the previous Halo games, like Halo 4 and all, and the previous ones,
into Halo 5.
And they're going to include other stuff in the Master Chief Collection to kind of bridge the gaps between the series.
The other one was fun.
Oh, yeah.
So it's usually a pretty cool thing when that happens.
I'm going to be doing a very long run to get through all four games again.
Yeah, well, Amy, you want to cover this one?
I don't know what this is.
Okay, I don't think we do either.
All right. Okay, so I guess Ubisoft. Oh, is that how you say it? Ubisoft. Yeah, that doesn't sound right. Alright, so this is going to be a cross-platform game. It's going to be on the Xbox, PS4, and PC. I'm guessing it's called The Division. Yes, it is called The Division. So, The Division is basically saying that it is very much a proper RPG. If you didn't know what RPG means, it's role-playing game, which generally tend to be very long games.
Long, lengthy, story-focused.
Very story-driven, much longer than my attention span allows me to play.
So unless it's Pokemon.
Even then, it's pushing it just a little bit. A lot of it.
You haven't finished a Pokemon game yet.
Shh. No words.
And you call yourself a Pokemon trainer.
I can still be a Pokemon trainer. I just keep training them.
You just can't catch them all.
I can't catch them all. Anyways, The Division is being touted as a very much an RPG, and it's going to keep gamers playing for a long time, which is, you know, always something that people are always asking for. Nobody likes a game that they can burn through within a night, take it back to GameStop, trade it in, pick up the next game.
Yeah.
I mean, while it works for some people, because some people just happen to have that short attention span where they like flipping through games like something, whatever you flip through.
Like the pages of a book?
There are games that are like that, where like, you really want to just get through it, and you enjoy it, and then it's like you're done with it.
Yeah.
Other games, it's like you got replay value to it.
Yeah, so, you know, replay value is always a big thing, especially since, you know, we're still in kind of that economic drought. People want the most for their money. In an interview with IGN, somebody from Ubisoft, I don't know who, it doesn't say. Okay, there we go, Rodrigo Cortez.
There's a name somewhere if you just go.
It's
just
like, where is it?
Say he or they.
He or they. They. Alright, so, you know, we want to keep the players enjoying the game in many different ways, so we would obviously offer different activities such as PvP, PvE, and several progressions. Hmm. So, in addition to the standard story progression, and of course the after-game content, once you beat the main storyline, it's going to continue with progression systems for gear, player stats, and your base of operation, which can continuously be upgraded. So, yeah, so it's kind of leaning towards the MMO type kind of RPG category.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Kind of, which definitely where the big money is right now. I mean, you got people playing League, you got people on Final Fantasy.
But, I mean, that whole MMO market right now is kind of starting to get flooded.
It is.
Especially with, like, you have Diablo 3, you have Final Fantasy 14, you have World of Warcraft, you have Destiny now.
Yeah.
The whole MMO thing is starting to get flooded.
It is. It's
so this,
a little nuts.
For me, this kind of just seems like just another game to throw into the MMO mix.
From what I'm looking at, it doesn't look like super interesting, but it's like it might be kind of MMO light for the people that kind of want to get into something like that, but they definitely don't want pay to play.
Yeah, like a gateway game.
It's kind of like a gateway game. Definitely going into gateway category.
Gateways. All right. Well.
Speaking of dragging on games.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a
poor Fidel.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, well, Fidel's not here for this news.
But he would definitely be covering this. And I think he would agree with us. They're kind of...
They're dragging on.
They're beating the horse here.
This is kind of hard for us to say. I mean, if you guys didn't know anything about me and Jesse, we actually met playing fighting games, and I won the first time.
Yeah, the first time.
The first time. And then, you know, we rolled over to...
Capcom.
It was SNK versus Capcom, and it was a double KO.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That was interesting. Anyway, personally, I'm a Street Fighter player, and I know we got a couple of guys in Hawaii that are huge Street Fighter players. But it looks like Capcom, once again, is screwing over a lot of their fan base with the Street Fighter games. They're releasing Street Fighter 4 Omega now. So, yeah, I think the whole Street Fighter 4 thing is starting to get a little old.
What are we on, like 4 or 5 versions?
I don't know. They got Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter 4 Ultra, Super Street Fighter 4 Omega.
Arcade.
Yeah, exactly. Super Street Fighter 4 Ultra Arcade Edition. I think this is number 5 of the different, you know, spin-offs of Street Fighter 4. It's not really a spin-off, more like DLC patching add-on stuff. But if you guys are still interested in the whole Street Fighter 4 thing, you got Omega is going to reintroduce... the parries that were originally seen in Street Fighter Third Strike, which was a huge thing. And then they're also bringing double EX specials and Red Focus and the Ultra Combo. Oh, and the Ultra Combo doubles were removed.
Yeah.
Oh, Red Focus. That's what it was. Red Focus and Ultra Combo doubles removed. So parries, double EX specials are added. Red Focus, Ultra Combo doubles removed. Going into the parry system, which I think is the main focus with this patch is it was popularized with Third Strike from a certain player named Diego Umehara. Daigo. And it became known as the Daigo Comeback. Basically, your...
How did they typo?
How is it a typo?
Because...
Daigo? Ah. That is a typo.
Typo.
I don't know if it's Daigo or Diago.
It's Daigo.
Daigo?
Yeah.
Okay, so it should be the Daigo comeback, not Diago comeback. But yeah, basically you're one hit from Death's Grip and you start your parry system. And if done right, you can dramatically escape a near certain death. And you end up going on to win the match. It's become the famous Diago comeback, or Daigo comeback. I'm still confused on which name that is. But, yeah, so it looks like they're going to try and incorporate that into Super Street Fighter 4, or just Street Fighter 4 Omega.
Just the patch. Free patch. I don't know why they're naming their patch with all these bizarre...
I don't know. It's just one thing after another with Capcom.
But no release date.
They said a couple of months, if not a couple of weeks, so there's an indefinite release date right now, other than soon.
Yep. And also, their fighters are also getting new move sets as well with Omega.
Yeah.
Basically, it was revealed elsewhere on the Capcom official blog that Chun-Li and Ken will be given kick combo specials that cost 2 EX bars. E. Honda will be given a sumo wrestling style throw, and Guile can now fire more than one sonic boom at the cost of 1 EX bar. So those of you who like to spam your sonic booms and your flash kicks, rejoice, because you can spam it even more now. I'm a little bitter about that, because a lot of my matches were ended, or my winning streaks were ended from cheap players like that. I'm more into keeping matches interesting, not stale.
There's a dinosaur on my phone.
Sonic boom, sonic boom, sonic boom, flash kick. Like, God, man, get some movesets going. But also, Ryu, Ken, Zangief, Blanca, and Dalsim, they're also going to be receiving new movesets as well. Ryu's Hanagashi move is going to be a familiar feature among those of you who are already familiar with the series by pressing forward and hard punch, and then forward, hard punch, and then hard kick simultaneously. But he'll be able to use that to parry incoming attacks. So, yeah, now I feel like I'm starting to beat the dead horse on Street Fighter. So, that's it for Street Fighter.
Get into another one that's old.
Yeah, another one that's been going on for a while. Dead or Alive 5.
Ha! I was just talking about that.
You were just talking about Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
So, looks like Dead or Alive 5 last round, the release date and pre-order bonuses are set. The Team Ninja's upcoming fighting game is set to launch on February 16th for Xbox One, PS3, PS4, and Xbox 360. So, yeah, good old Tecmo Koei. Bringing some stuff to the table again. Looks like... oh, what is this?
There
it is. It's going to be releasing for those systems in North America on February 17th. And the game launches 3 days later, February 20th, for European players.
Yeah, so the game's going to be offered in both physical and digital versions. You can get a free Xbox One or PS4 for $40, or you can pick it up for $30, a digital copy for $30 on the 360 and PS3. If you like physical games, you will not be able to pick it up for the PS3 or the Xbox. Now, down to what we actually care about. Pre-order bonuses. Yay. So, GameStop, these are actually for the physical copies only, so this is going to be for Xbox One and PS4. The usual things, you're going to get costume packs. The GameStop exclusive is going to be called Ninja, so it's going to be for Ayane, Hayabusa, Hayate, Kasumi, and I don't know who Aloha...
And the Aloha pack.
The
Aloha pack for Ayane, Hitomi, Kasumi, and Mila. You might want to go practice your S's.
Ooh. She needs to have a conversation with Cobra Commander.
But GameStop isn't the only one that's having an exclusive. You've got Amazon and Best Buy, which gives you...
costume sets called the Showstopper for Christy, Helena, Lisa, and Tina. And, of course, everyone's favorite, the Beach Party. For Kokoro, Leifeng, Momoji, and Rachel. I'm probably going to assume a lot of people are going to probably pick it up from Amazon or Best Buy just because the beach parties generally tend to be more popular. The last round of Dead or Alive Ultimate, I think that's what it was?
I don't really remember.
I don't remember, but their big push was the bikini packages.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, back to that wholesome Dead or Alive volleyball game.
I mean, it was a great game. I'm standing by that. That was a great game. I really enjoyed Dead or Alive Extreme Beach Volleyball.
Jiggle Fiddlers.
Jiggle physics.
Jiggle physics.
Anyway.
Okay.
And moving on to some PlayStation news. PS4 is going to be arriving next week with a major 2.0 update. With the update comes custom soundtracks, themes, and share play. It's also dubbed Masamune. The version 2.0's firmware update tweaks the home screen and then adds the YouTube sharing, which is something that we haven't been able to do quite yet. Usually you're sharing. For those of you who don't have a PS4, you can instantly share and stream your matches or your gameplay via Twitch or some other, you know, live streaming websites, but those are all pay for a subscription. And then you can also record a video, upload it to Facebook, or take a screenshot, upload it to Facebook, things like that. But YouTube was something that I was kind of wondering about myself since the PS4 first came out. And I think that's a good move. It's a smart move on Sony's part. YouTube seems to be a really big streaming thing. So
very much so.
I think it's a good move bringing YouTube streaming. But it's going to be released on Tuesday, October 28th. And they announced that earlier today. And in case you guys don't know, today is October 26th. It's a Sunday.
What day is it?
Today is October 26th.
Okay.
Say it with me. Say it with me. October 26th. Say it.
Say it. What's that last part?
Sixth. Okay.
Can we get a spit guard?
All right. So, among the highlights with the YouTube sharing, SharePlay, allowing a remote PS4 owner to play games with you as if they were in the same room. Themes and a USB music player, which is actually pretty cool. I'm not so sure about the USB music player. That sounds kind of irrelevant, really. But who knows? That might be pretty pretty interesting later on.
Wait, was it?
The USB music player.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and then some other small improvements also in the store, including the refining of the home screen. Although not changed to the Green Mini would like, the home screen is now going to display the 15 most used games and apps, with the remainder of the software installed in your system being confined to the library section. Also new is a way to add PlayStation Plus games to your account without initiating a download, and the players you may know area is in the What's New section. So if you may know some players, or if you're looking for something like that, kind of like the friends you may know with Facebook, that's where you'll find it, in the What's New section. So some of these themes are actually pretty nice. A lot of them look pretty generic.
They are.
Like little waves and circles and just colors and stuff, but nothing too awesome. Nothing like the Nintendo 3DS themes that they released 2 weeks ago or something like that.
Something like that. I think I need to do my update still.
Yeah. But
yeah, I think I need to do it too.
Yeah, well, I already did my update.
Whatever.
But yeah, so that's with the PS4 update. Keeping along with PS4 and PC, Final Fantasy 14 patch 2.4 goes live in a couple days.
Nice.
They're going to start implementing a 12-hour maintenance starting at midnight on the 27th. That's this Monday. Actually, it's tonight at midnight, actually. So all day Monday on the 27th, Final Fantasy 14 will be out of service until midnight on the 28th on Tuesday. And then at that point, you'll be able to install your patch and begin playing your new 2.4. With 2.4 comes a bunch of new dungeons, comes the Shiva boss battle, and then the implementation of the long-awaited Rogue and Ninja classes. So that's looking for something to be interesting about. I'm going to be running around with my giant Rogue and as a ninja. Not sure how stealthy that's going to be, but I'm going to do it anyway. So,
stand don't by you do it.
I'm going to do it.
Don't you
it's
do
gonna
it.
It's going to happen. I'm going to do it. But yeah, so stay tuned for that.
So moving on past Sony, Nintendo news. Pretty big news. Well, I won't say news. There's mostly a lot of announcements and a little bit of reassurance about a bunch of the rumors that we've been hearing about the big game this fall, Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U, which is going to be coming out the week before Thanksgiving. There is a video floating around right now that's got 50 essential facts that you need to know about.
Psst, it's more like 53.
They don't know
that. You didn't hear that from me.
Most importantly is the chaotic announcement of how many players you can have on the screen. How many players can you have on the screen?
8-player matches.
How many players?
8. That's going to be pandemonic.
It is. That's going to be kind of ridiculous because it's already pretty chaotic when you have 4 people on a screen, let alone 8.
Yeah, and just shove 8 people on Final Destination. Everybody be Fox.
No.
You melee players will know what I'm talking about.
That's awful. Along with all of the little, there's little nitbits here and there. I mean, you can find a video anywhere. Nintendo actually had it up on their website.
It was part of the official live stream.
It was part of the live stream, so we're not going to sit here and list off all 50 facts.
All 53.
50 facts.
But one that I will touch on, spoiler alert, if you're... Yeah. If you don't want to hear the spoiler alert...
Cover your ears.
Cover your ears or skip now ahead a little bit. I'll cue you guys when the spoiler is over.
But so don't they have to be listening to know when the...
You can just skip ahead a few seconds. It's not going to be that long.
But what if they skip ahead right to when you're mentioning the spoiler?
I'll delay it. So they have a chance. If it sounds like I'm not saying spoiler over, then they'll get it. Okay, anyway, spoiler alert. If you pre-order the Wii U version of Super Smash Bros. And you have the 3DS version already, you looking at me like that for?
Because I'm about to fact check you. Go on.
Why are you going to fact... Well, then you say it, then.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, so I'm getting ready to fact check you just in case.
Okay, well, if you have the 3DS version for of Smash Brothers for 3DS, and then you get the Wii U version, and you register both of them, coming in spring 2015, they are bringing back a DLC fighter. And here's a spoiler. It's going to be the long-awaited Mewtwo. He's still in development right now, but...
Eventually
they are going to bring him in. So, in case of those of you who are still... You still doubt Nintendo and their fan service and their catering to their fans, this should be the final nail in that little coffin there. Put that to rest, because Nintendo does listen to their fans. And this is a dead giveaway that they do listen still.
Yeah.
So, keep that in mind. Also, here's a little nitpick. Not really nitpick. A little tidbit of information with the Amiibo. A little small attention to detail. They changed up Link's Amiibo figure. Instead of having the clear stand that holds Link up on his Figma, or on his figure stand, they changed it to a gold now. So it's yellow or gold, however you want to look at it. And some speculation is saying that it's possible that Link kept breaking off of his stand from the weaker
clear resin.
The weaker clear resin bar. So they made it more of a solid yellow bar now. I guess it should be stronger, I guess. I'm not sure. But yeah, there's a little change with that, and that was in one of their most previous Amiibo videos.
Yeah, so. And there's always a couple little things that happen in production that they have to go back and change, because I believe some of them are hitting some of the review market, and people are saying that some details have been left out, some details have been changed on many of the figurines.
Yep.
So I guess
we'll see when it comes out.
Yeah. Continue on with Nintendo.
Speaking of Link, wasn't this is what we were just talking about?
No, it's not.
No?
Nope. No, this is right there. Hyrule Warriors.
Well, it was about the Amiibo figures.
Exactly. That's why I put it like that, so we can flow. Okay, so, continue on with the Amiibo figures of Nintendo. The Link Figma, or Link Amiibo, is going to be used, or can be used.
No!
Would you stop that? You're making me dizzy. he's going to be usable with Hyrule Warriors.
Yeah, stop spinning that sword so much.
Yeah, jeez. In case you guys didn't know, I'm also a huge Legend of Zelda fan. I mean, I've got a tattoo on my arm, the damn thing. But, yeah, so Hyrule Warriors is going to be among some of the games that's going to be using Nintendo's line of Amiibo figures.
Or at least the Link figure.
Yeah, at least the Link figure, obviously. But, well, yeah, I mean, that sounds like it'd be pretty cool. I'm not sure how that would work, but they put out on their official Twitter stating, quote-unquote, hashtag Amiibo figure Link will be compatible with hashtag Hyrule Warriors. Stay tuned for more info. And you can check that on Nintendo of America's official Twitter. He's also one of the part of the first wave of Amiibo figures launching on November with the Super Smash Bros. For Wii U game at the same time for $13. Figure is going to include the near-field communication connectivity and allowing it to be recognized by the Wii U gamepad, which, as we stated in our previous podcasts, is that little symbol on the bottom left on your gamepad next to the gamepad touchscreen. But similar to the way the Skylanders toys work with the Skylander portal, it's actually the same technology, near-field communication. So that's pretty interesting. As we have also mentioned in previous podcasts, the same NFC figure technology that they use in Pokemon Rumble U. So yeah, we've we've seen firsthand that it actually works out pretty well. And it's pretty interesting how that goes. But as I previously stated, Smash Bros. For Wii U is going to be the first game to offer the Amiibo support. And then later on, the patching will be going through for... I just lost my train of thought. Oh, for Hyrule Warriors and for Mario Kart 7 or 8. Mario Kart 8.
Yeah.
That's right.
Where'd you get that 7 from?
I don't know. I used to play it a lot. So it's kind of near and dear to my heart.
You're really interested in how Mario Party 10 ties into it.
Yeah. Yeah, Mario Party 10 will also be part of the track line to support Amiibo figurines along with Captain Toad.
And Yoshi's Woolly World.
Woolly World,
that's what I said.
I know. I'm repeating.
Don't touch my ear.
I repeat.
Stop touching my ear.
Repeat.
No.
It's not deafening our listeners now.
Sorry. They let me sit in the chair today.
Yeah, so you're like right in front of the microphone. Okay. Mimi, go ahead and start with that.
This coming weekend is going to be a pretty crazy weekend, as you know, Halloween on Friday, and it's just going to roll into the weekend. If you don't have any Halloween plans, at least you got this going for you. It is National Street Pass Weekend. Pretty cool. If you visit a Nintendo Zone hotspot. Wait, what?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. No, I forgot. I didn't understand where my sentence was going. Well, basically, they're telling you to visit a Nintendo Zone hotspot and exchange.
Are you drunk?
Can I drive home?
Sure.
Why not?
All right. We do not condone drinking and driving, ladies and gentlemen.
Exchange Street Pass data with 3DS owners from across the U.S. Okay, so that sounds like...
That was something they've actually... That was part of an update a while ago for the Street Pass that you can use Nintendo Zone, and anybody else who's checked into that Nintendo Zone, you can Street Pass them. So you don't actually have to physically pass a person. Just pass a street... a Nintendo Zone area.
This just takes it a step further.
Exactly. It's kind of like a relay point.
Okay, yeah, so they've actually done this before. They did this last year. So you have the weekend to visit a Nintendo Zone hotspot somewhere, anywhere in the U.S. And by doing so, you will get up to 6 street passes from far away 3DS owners.
Cool, so it's kind of like, we're going to take everybody's street passes that we can grab, and we're going to jumble them up, and then we're going to shoot 6 of them out
randomly.
At a time to just random people.
Yeah. Yep.
So fun.
This should be pretty interesting. I mean, we're going to be at Kamikaze, so we're probably going to be picking up mad street passes anyways.
Street passes for days.
McDonald's or something on the way back.
Maybe
a couple times.
Speaking of street passes for days.
Yeah, today, Mimi and I were at the Street Pass San Diego meetup over at the San Diego Public Library.
Which is
also had the
gorgeous library if you're ever in San Diego. It's kind of ridiculous.
It's an amazing library. But that's also where they had the Super Smash Brothers for 3DS tournament, which yours truly competed in.
And lost.
I lost. Yes, you're right. I lost my second round. I did win my first round. However, the person I went up against his second round, his name was Terry Winters.
Also happened to be the tournament champion.
I'm getting to that. Stealing my thunder. Goodness.
Boom.
Okay. But yes, like Mimi so unceremoniously said, I was knocked out by Terry Winters, who ended up going on to win the entire tournament as the Street Pass San Diego Super Smash Bros. For 3DS tournament champion. So, he knocked me out. I was playing as Little Mac. He was Rob, which is something different. I'm not really used to fighting against Rob, but I did mention that I was willing to learn Rob just because not many people use it. So it was kind of ironic. But yeah, he ended up knocking me out of that. But met a lot of cool people. We had a pretty nice costume contest going on. We got some pictures from that. If you're listening in from the meetup, thanks again for your pictures. Thanks again for stopping by listening, and we'll see you guys next month on the next Street Pass meetup. So
yep.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun today.
Definitely a ton of fun. I mean, even if you're not there for they had a tournament today. They don't always have tournaments going on, but still, yeah. It's pretty cool to meet up with people and get all your puzzle pieces and get, all your little Mii games and stuff
like that. Puzzle pieces for days.
I think I ended up with like maybe
numbers, 80. Words and numbers.
And then I got eight rounds of 10 groups of people. So
yeah, it was a lot. I know. I was speaking to one woman. She said she literally maxed out all of her puzzles today.
Nice.
Yeah, so
it's pretty intense.
That is pretty intense.
It's really intense.
And then you got all those little mini games that use the street pass. So a lot of fun today.
Yep. So not much. I'm pretty sure the next meetup will be taking place sometime around the release of Pokemon. In addition to the Alpha, Omega, Ruby, Sapphire games coming out, there's a couple of other little Pokemon games coming out. Pokemon, that drawing one, what's it called?
Art Academy
is coming out this week. What other two were announced for the virtual console? Pokemon Trading Card Game?
Yep, Pokemon Trading Card Game has been announced for the 3DS virtual console, so you can get that on your 3DS game now.
What was the other one for it?
I don't remember.
Okay, someday we'll remember. But if you want to get in on the Pokemon action and you're kind of lame and don't own a 3DS, Pokemon Company is launching Camp Pokemon. It teaches you the basics of becoming a Pokemon trainer. However, it is only for the iOS.
So us Android users are SOL.
Yes. For now. I mean, if anything, it's probably best for your little offspring that you want to introduce to Pokemon, and for some reason they have an iPad like all of them do.
Yeah.
For some bizarre reason. Yeah, so there we go. Like its name suggests, it's aimed to children. So in the game, you virtually travel to Camp Pokemon, and you take part in
all kinds of manners of Pokemon-themed activities.
Okay, that's what that says.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so you know, the little mini-games and stuff like that, how to find Pokemon, how to throw Pokeballs and things like that, learn about evolution chain. So basically, it's everything that the professor's assistant teaches you in the beginning. More in detail.
Kinda, pretty much. But it's more in a mini-game manner.
It's a mini-game, so it's to teach a new generation.
We'll try to get some more information about it.
So now a whole nother generation will be bored with that, beginning introduction in every Pokemon game that you play.
Oh, that's cool. Hold on. Camp Pokemon also includes a virtual photo booth where players can take and save pictures of themselves using the iPhone or iPad camera. They can then decorate the photos with Pokemon-themed stickers that are earned through gameplay.
You would
have too much fun with that.
I think Instagram is getting ready to blow up.
Yeah. Just like, the Miiverse.
Ooh.
And they start incorporating the stamps and stuff from Nintendo Land?
Yep.
Yeah, and no, it wasn't Nintendo Land. It was NES Remix games.
Oh yeah.
They get the stamps as achievements and such like that.
Yeah.
Use them to decorate your posts on Miiverse. So many stamps. Yeah. I mean, Camp Pokemon sounds like a pretty interesting game.
We were saying earlier, Alpha Sapphire, Omega Red, Ruby.
Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire, yep.
Come down on that date that you just cleared out, November 21st.
Yes.
Yeah,
I think we're all pretty much getting that.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
So.
But this next one is really awesome.
Is it? I don't know. I'm just kind of like, it's kind of...
Well,
if you grew up in the 80s and 90s era of video games, this is going to be a lot of nostalgia throwback for you. This is stuff you're going to want to pick up and play again. I played through most of these games growing up myself. This is the game anthology pack from 3D Realms. 3D Realms went bankrupt, sold most of their property to other things, but they were picked up by Interceptor Entertainment earlier this year. While the Duke Nukem franchise went to Gearbox. Yeah, anyway, so we're going to get
quite a bit of games here.
We'll give you a list of games here. We've got Arctic Adventure, which is okay. Biomenace, which was incredibly fun. Blakestone, Aliens of Gold was really fun. You've got Commander Keen, Goodbye Galaxy, which is awesome. Commander Keen, Invasion of the Vorticons, really fun.
I think it's safe to say most of these games are really fun.
Yeah. Math Blaster was okay for kids.
It's not Math Blaster, it's Math Rescue.
Math Rescue, yeah.
I played Math Blaster. I sucked at that game.
Monster Bash, if you haven't played that one, you need to play it. It is basically a kid running around in pajamas with a slingshot to kill monsters.
Hmm.
That's pretty cool, actually. Mystic Towers, Paganitsu, Monuments of Mars, Cosmos Cosmic Adventures was really kind of trippy. Crystal Caves was a nice little puzzle game. Death Rally was kind of a fun racing game.
Oh, I have played one of these before.
Alien Carnage. Hocus Pocus was also a little fun. Major Striker was fun. Blakestone Planet Strike. Realms of Chaos. Pharaoh's Tomb. Word Rescue. Secret Agent was actually kind of fun, too. I think that one was more of a... I forget what they call it. Raptor Call of the Shadows. That is another excellent game to play. It's a top-down fighter jet shooting game with all kinds of different upgrades and stuff you can do along the way.
Oh, kind of like that. What was that arcade game?
Yeah, it's kind of where they got the
like
idea.
Like 1942.
Yeah, this was kind of where this came from. There were very few games like that before this came out. Terminal Velocity, which is kind of the same concept but more of a in the cockpit kind of view. A little more futuristic. Wacky Wheels, which is kind of like Mario Kart with, but it's actually rather fun. Really kind of crazy characters with it. Like, I think there's like a shark. One of them is the shark you drive around with in a vehicle. Star Gunner, Shadow Warrior, which was kind of based on the same engine as Duke Nukem. Wolfenstein 3D, of course, you guys are probably way familiar with that.
It's anywhere around that time frame. You're familiar with Wolfenstein just as well as you're familiar with Doom.
Yeah.
They were usually one and the same.
You also get Rise of the Triad, Dark War, and then you get Duke Nukem, Duke Nukem 2, Duke Nukem 3D, and Duke Nukem Manhattan Project. All four are very well-made games.
Yeah. So
and like the best part is you don't have to put 8 discs in to download the game.
Yeah. They're all available right on the website for $40. So the 3D Realms Anthology.
And $40 is around the price of a regular game. Actually, it's cheaper than any major system game.
Yeah.
And just maybe like $5, $5 or $10 more expensive than a 3DS game.
Yeah.
So it's actually pretty reasonably priced considering how many games you get.
I think I actually have Raptor on this computer.
Huh. If you have any little kids that complain about how hard today's games are, you just sit them down and make them play some of the classics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness. If you have an old school NES, one of the classics that's so hard, and it had to be the grandfather of all, you know, you die, game over, you start over, you had one life, Robo Warrior.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
That game was hard. And not only, you could just stand there. You didn't even have to play to die. You could just stand there, and your time limit runs out, and you die.
Yep.
Because you're on a limited life support supply, because you're on a foreign planet. So, it's a very difficult game, but it taught you the value of taking your time and blowing up everything.
Yep.
Gather every bit of loot you can, because that loot was going to save your life. But, that definitely teaches you the value. And for those of you who are more into the knowledge-based side of video games, like you like to learn about different kinds of developers and, you know, years and stuff like games came out, or if you're just in a bit of a pickle and somebody's challenging your gaming knowledge, Google is now updating their search engine to give more detailed information on video games.
That's really all it does to it.
That's it. Instead of just giving you links now, they can actually have a description.
Kind of like when you look up a product name or like a spider or something.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, it'd be its own, general dictionary for video games now. They're going to give you the different stars that, some other major websites or major review critics gave it. Initial release date, the series, developer, the publisher, the platforms that it's available for, and then some other games that people have searched along that. So, use this if you're into little games with your friends or coworkers where, you name off a video game or you name off a company or something, you start naming off video games, just a little general here and there. It's a great tool to brush up on your information.
Yeah. So, we got one other thing here for you guys. If you're not aware, of course, we get a loot crate every month. Let you guys take a look and see what we got inside today.
Oh,
so this month we got the...
Oh, God. Really? How to survive a Sharknado.
You don't.
And other unnatural disasters.
Oh, goodness.
We have a t-shirt this month. You want to take a look and show everybody what that... Well,
yes, let's show everybody.
Show everybody through a microphone.
There you go, guys.
Okay.
It works. So,
what is this? Oh, it's a... Oh, okay. It's
okay.
A skull on a black t-shirt made out of kittens.
Really?
Yep.
Cats.
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 We have temporary tattoos of slashes and bites.
Oh, great for Halloween zombies stuff.
Yep. We have some, like, what are these?
How to survive a stonado.
From, you know, Supernatural.
A fire-nado. Yeah.
They gave us a, where you unlock Thanatos, an exclusive Jack the Reaper skin on,
Smite.
On Smite.
That's the one someone was trying to get rid of.
They were just giving it away today at the Street Pass meet.
Someone donated it.
We have a pair of 3D glasses, the old black, blue and red 3D glasses, because the cover of their Loot Crate magazine this month is in 3D. Also, little box here with a pin in it that you guys might enjoy looking at.
A pin or a pen?
It's a pen.
Like a writing utensil pen?
Yep.
No.
Can't open it. It won't open. Oh, because it's taped.
On one side.
Both sides.
Oh, I guess I taped it back up.
Good job.
Man. What is this? Oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, I know what this is.
A pen?
No. Well, yeah, but no. It's, it is a pen, yes. But it's also the, Sledgehammer. Yeah, from Dead Rising. Exactly. I knew what it's from. Yeah. It's the Sledgehammer,
chainsaw.
It's not a chainsaw. Okay. That's a rotating saw.
Okay.
And another thing that Fidel's not here for that he would have liked to have seen was this exclusive Walking Dead Loot Crate Edition.
Oh, comic book.
Yep.
That's from Image. Yeah, Image Comics. Nice. Very nice.
Yep. I think this is just a printed autograph at the bottom, but you know, who knows.
It's something.
It's something.
And of course, you got their button this week, which shows the fear as the theme.
The fear.
Yeah. So, cool stuff this month, so don't forget to
check out Loot Crate. Yeah. If you're going to Kamikaze, Loot Crate will also be at Kamikaze.
Yep.
So will we, of course, as we previously mentioned. All four of us will be there on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And Wayne and Fidel will be out taking pictures of you guys if you guys are in some sort of cool get up.
Take lots of pictures.
Take lots of pictures. Lots of pretty pictures.
I hope they're pretty.
Pretty.
Will be.
And then
very pretty.
We'll be, Jesse and I will be stumbling around.
Yeah, and our.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at the schedule of events or programming yet, but I'm sure there's lots of cool stuff going on.
Tons of cool stuff going on. If you happen to be there and you want to come say hi, I'll be at the California D20 Girls booth, which is going to be, it's right by the main stage. I'll be there from 12 to 4 if you want to come say hi, pet the dog.
Mage will be with us.
Yeah.
I believe that's pretty much it. Unfortunately, our posting schedule has been a little bit off, but hopefully we'll be able to get in a pre-Kamikaze podcast coming up this week. Hopefully, if not, we will definitely have a post one and fill you in on all the hype that we experienced over the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. And I may or may not, don't quote me on this quite yet, I may or may not try and do some video logging of Kamikaze.
Ooh.
Mm.
So, we'll see if there's a lot of things worth video logging. I might go around. You guys might see me video logging.
Yeah,
and
if you do,
definitely stop by, say hello, and stop by for a few words, and go ahead and interview people.
Yep. We'll probably be doing a test run of our cosplay sometime this week. So we'll definitely give you guys a little sneak peek once that's ready, so you know who to look for. Generally, if you look for the people with the dog,
Carrying Mage with us.
So yes, we'll be the ones with the dog. And he'll be in costume as well. But pretty excited. It's Kamikaze. It's going to be our first major convention as Team San Diego.
Yep.
Got all four of us. We got two of us there to experience it. And the other two are going to be documenting it. Well, maybe you'll be documenting it as well. I'll just be walking into things, which isn't really much different than my normal daily life.
It's true.
Well, that's why we got you set at a table for a while.
Yeah, until I knock over the table somehow. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to come back for me and everything's just going to be in shambles.
That actually wouldn't surprise me at all. Just saying.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, so that's it. As always, like us on Facebook, check out our website, come back often because we usually put up new material pretty recent.
Please like us on Facebook. We're so close to hitting the 400 mark, and as soon as we do, maybe we'll share some of the stuff we got from Kamikaze with you.
Yeah, and we'll definitely give some stuff to you.
We'll definitely pass something along. I would think we are three away.
Three
yeah, away from 400.
We're very close, yeah.
We're very, very
and
close.
Who knows? Maybe some of the people from the Street Pass meetup have already pushed
this
pass for him.
We actually have. We just got one new like from the Street Pass today.
Uh-oh.
So there we go. I mean, it's getting close.
We're getting really close, guys.
We got some stuff planned, so keep liking it. Keep reading.
Yep. Tell your kids. Tell your wife.
Tell your dog.
Don't hide them.
Because we don't know where you are.
All right, guys. And with that, I think...
we are done.
We'll see you guys back here for another Shot of Games podcast next week, either post or pre Kamikaze.
Okay, how do I turn this off?
We'll see you guys then. You hit the red button just like you'd started.
Is that a red button?
That is a red button. Hit the red
button. This
button. Hit the red button.
Hit the red button.
Yep.
That button.
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Panic. Bye.
See what I did there? See what I did there?